It's time now for the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and Betty's Cafeteria. What's going on at the lake this morning, Mr. Wells?
Man, it's hot and hotter. Boy, it's muggy outside. We're already in the upper 70s, not a breeze stirring, but it is cloudy, so that top water bite's going to be on for a while.
Yeah, it's nice when it's a little overcast out there and you're trying to fish. The fish always bite better.
Yeah, that's right. My neighbor went yesterday across the street here, and he said his first cast with top water bait, he caught one over 5. That's fun fishing.
Yeah, I love top water fishing. That's my favorite thing to do. I need to get out there and do some fishing.
I heard that, no doubt. Speaking of fishing, the Jack Wingate Kids Camp in Bamers, we'll be back up there with them again tomorrow. They get to fish around in the boat basin with their little rod and reels and cricket. And that's always fun. The first one we went to up there, they had a ball with the rod and reels and the crickets and catching them brim. And I was surprised to see how many brim. I just stand there real still and watch, and there'd just be dozens of brim under these little guys' court, sitting there looking at the cricket and never bite it. Them brim up there in that boat basin smart.
Apparently so, if they know not to bite it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was watching. I couldn't believe how many of them wouldn't touch that cricket. But.
Well, they may be wanting a willow fly. That's what it is, because there's so many of them right now, they're craving willow flies.
Well, that, and they may be just full of willow flies that they wasn't going to bite a cricket. But whatever the case, they caught a few. They caught a few little fish and a couple of little bass on their cricket. And they got one more camp. They got a 7th through the 11th coming up in July, and it's not full yet. So, and we were talking about it the other day. The cost of this camp is not as much as the cost of a week of daycare. So that's a pretty good deal to let your kids go and have fun and learn about the outdoors. Things in the outdoors teaches kids respect, patience. You know, it's just a lot of things they get to learn when fishing and hunting, or, you know, they teach them archery up there, just all kind of things. And since it's a kids camp, they got more kids there. They learn to interact with other kids in the outdoors. So it's just an overall good deal, and it pays tribute to Jack. That's a nice thing, too.
Yeah. It sure is a good deal.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll be there for that tomorrow, and just have a good time.
10-4, anything else going on?
Not that I know of. Just fishing's good right now. The willow flies are always around the lake. There's probably hybrids stewing down there in front of the dam, because we just saw tons of shad down there over the weekend. So we might get off from here a little bit and go down there in a few minutes since it's still cloudy. You never know.
10-4, all right. We'll talk with you again tomorrow morning.
All right, everybody have a good day, and watch these thunderstorms. Be careful.
You've been listening to the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and Betty's Cafeteria. Hey, all you fishermen and hunters out there, before you head to the lake or the woods, don't forget to stop by Betty's Cafeteria for breakfast. Betty's is open early at 5 a.m. with a full breakfast buffet. And if you're in a hurry, you can try the Betty Burger. It's a ham, egg, and cheese sandwich on a toasted bun. If that's not what you're looking for, they can make just about any breakfast sandwich or biscuit you could want. So the next time you're headed to the great outdoors, don't forget Betty's Cafeteria, 1500 Dothan Road, where the locals eat.